from Machshir and Perikei Mishnah Ches. Kasya shel shochanos, bashifa shel levenam, enem b'chiyutan. So you have a covering of tables. The Rav explains you have a table that people eat on, and you put a covering over the food on that table to prevent the food from getting wet or getting dirty. So you have food on the table, covering, tablecloth type of thing, above the food to prevent from getting dirty. Or shefa shel levenim, if you have a mat of bricks, you're building bricks and they're not done yet, and you put a sheet or something over them to prevent them from getting wet. And mechiyutan, those are not considered mechiyutan. Water that gets in those, you don't really want that water. It's like Mishnah that we saw earlier, where you have something that's collecting the rainwater. You don't really want the rainwater, just protecting something from getting ruined. So that water is not mechiyutan because you really don't want it. You're just using these covers to prevent it from getting wet. Mimnir mechiyutan, if, however, you shook them, the Rav explained you shook them in order to rinse them off, that means you are satisfied with the water, and therefore it is considered mechiyutan, and it can be hechsher lekabel tuma. That's Mishnah Ches. Okay, now Mishnah Tes. Kol hanitzuk tahar. Any stream of liquid is tahar. The Rav explains if I have a tahar kli, and I have water in the tahar kli, and I'm pouring that water to the tamei kli, into another kli that is tamei, that the water in the tahar kli will not become tamei, because we don't look at the tamei from the bottom kli transferring upward. The flow going up to down, whereas going downward, we don't say it reverses itself and the tumma would transport put it upward. So that remains tahar, and that's true with all liquids, except for certain kinds of liquids that, because they're kind of sticky, there's more structure to them. The point that if you were to stop the flow in the middle, it would bring whatever it is up. So, for example, the first example is devash atzifin, zifite honey. The Rav explains it's a city called Tzif, and that's where they spend some kind of honey. And sapachas, the Rav explains, is some sort of batter made with honey and flour. So both those liquids, if you pour them, and then you kind of stop the pouring, it'll bring up whatever it poured. So because that reality that exists, we say the tumma actually does transfer upwards. An exception in those cases, we say the tumma does go up. Beishamai omrim apa mikvah shel grisin v'shel pol mnei shel ledes l'acharea. Beishamai says also this sort of porridge of slip beans or of whole beans because it strings back. So there's also that this kind of porridge was a little bit less thick than honey. Beishamai still said it had this property, while Tanakama held it did not, and that's kind of what they're arguing about, is this thickness enough? But everyone agrees that the factor that we're looking at is the Solez Lacharel, because that it could stream back. When you're pouring, if you stop the flow and pour it back, it will actually go back into the original nature, and therefore can bring the Tumah upward. That concludes Mishnah Tess.